Friends, welcome. It's good to see you. I have a confession to make. I cannot 100% be sure that I get the recycling right. I try, but I honestly can't. I feel I should be able to completely understand it, but I'm always slightly confused at best. I understand food scraps and garden waste. I understand glass. But when it comes to plastics and the various sorts of plastics, I have no idea. I do try my best. And I think I get it mostly right, but I'm not certain. This last week marked Earth Day, when we're reminded to recycle, amongst other things. It's a day that stands out. It's a day where we think about protecting the Earth, looking after the habitats and the creatures that live in them, working on ways to reduce the impact of global heating, and so much more. As Christians, we believe that God created the heavens and the earth, that it is all and was somehow made by God in a way that allows for our stewardship over it, the place of evolution to shape it, and so much more. In the reading today, we hear Jesus speaking of being the good shepherd, of being the one who cares for each one of us, and for each one beyond what we know and understand as our herd of sheep. The reading is a passage of inclusivity, showing that our faith is one that is open outwards, showing love beyond our understanding and what we know. So let's hear those words now.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way, the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life, and I am also free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I received this authority personally from my Father. Amen.
Thank you, me. Honestly, it was a busy week last week. I forgot to ask anyone to record the reading, so you have me doing it this week. Anyway, it's a reading about the shepherd reaching beyond what is immediately known and caring for all people. As I am here in Bridge of Allen, the destruction of the Amazon rainforest doesn't appear obvious to me, but it's still happening and affecting creation, the flora and the fauna, the humanity of that region, and of course, all things and people across the world. The overfishing of the North Sea in years gone by is the same. I cannot see it, but it's very important. The vast, unsustainable areas devoted to monoculture that strip places of native wildlife and soil of nutrients. None of that is obvious to me as I sit in this place. However, the Good Shepherd cares beyond the sheep I can see, and therefore so must I. This does not just concern our stewardship of creation, but it's also important in how we interact with one another, how we treat others who believe different things to us, live different lives to us, folk who interpret Christianity differently, people of other religions too. I remember when I was at New College studying divinity and having long conversations about would good people who weren't Christians get into heaven. The reading that we have today helps me understand the answer to that tricky question. The question of, would good people who weren't Christians get into heaven? You might be thinking, obviously only Christians get in. You might be thinking that it seems unfair and that everybody should get in. But the answer is, according to the Good Shepherd in this reading, you need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This isn't some case for universalism, but it's a case for us looking beyond people like us, people like here, wherever here is for you, and to treat them as if they are all part of the flock. Looking to all places where environmental damage is being done, and to all people who are hurt and marginalized for who they are. People who've maybe been hurt by the church, what the church has said before, what the church is maybe saying now. We've got to look into these places and do what we can to make things better, to show the love of the Good Shepherd. We have to remember that the Good Shepherd will reach beyond where we know and call them his sheep. In the week where Earth Day 2021 was marked, where our newspapers and news feeds are a catalogue of incidents near and far, we can do something about. In a week like any other week, let us look to the Good Shepherd and remember that God's love extends beyond where we are. And it's our job to do the work of loving all people and all places. Go and love, knowing you are loved by the Good Shepherd. Go and love, knowing that your love reaches beyond where you are. Go and love, as God loves you for who you are.